Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Ramble with Popey, or as I like to call them, Telecast with Popey. I haven't done one of these for about a week or so. I think the last one was me wandering to the pub. This one, there's no passing cars. The only noise you might hear is my cat in the background meowing every so often. So, this week, a couple of things I wanted to think about. One is, you may have seen the news that popular video game creator Facepunch Studios, who are responsible for one of my favorite games, Rust, have said they're going to drop support for the Linux client. We briefly mentioned this on the Ubuntu podcast in the most recent episode, and things have developed further since that episode went out. So initially they said, we'll continue publishing a Linux client, but Linux users will be on servers with other Linux users. And they've realized just what an awful experience that would be. You can't cross-play a Linux user with a Windows user, which is daft. And so they've changed tack and they've now said, okay, we're just going to drop the Linux client. And so they've offered refunds to people who bought it and who play on Linux, and they've given some really quite open criteria for how you qualify. You just have to have played it on Linux at some point. It doesn't matter if you play it on Windows as well. And there's been a lot of backlash to Facepunch online from people, I imagine, people who were playing on Linux and are kind of upset that this game is now going away. And for those who are wondering, well, won't Proton save the day? Sadly not. It might in the future, but at the moment, Rust doesn't work particularly well in Proton. But then you kind of wonder, well, nobody's made any effort to make it work in Proton because it already worked in Linux. So maybe this is the impetus for Proton to get improved for those people who want to play Rust. I realize a lot of these people are going to be quite annoyed at the moment initially and might actually not want to play. I know some people get annoyed with a game and then just put it down for a while if there's been some bad PR. I know early on when No Man's Sky released, people stopped playing it for a while because it wasn't what they'd expected to be, and now their community has built up again now that they've published a load of updates which improve the game and give people the experience that they were expecting on release day. So I anticipate something similar might happen with Rust in that in the future, the Proton developers or contributors will improve the experience for Rust. And Rust is one of those funny things because there's a couple of things to note here. One is in the announcement where they said they're dropping the client, they indicated that there was very few people running the Linux client. And there's a couple of factors here. One is, well, the Linux client has been a bit broken for a while. Like some of the textures don't work, it's more crashy. It's got a lower frame rate. There are lots of reasons why you might not play the game on Linux, for the last 6 months or so. And so it's a little disingenuous that the developers said, oh, well, there's only 200 people using the Linux client. And there was a lot of backlash that said, well, if you made a bit of effort and made the game better on Linux, there might be more of them. And it's actually your fault that there's fewer people running it on Linux. And I think there's an element of truth to that. But there's also the fact that, shock horror, there are more Windows users than there are Linux users. This is a fact that some people just don't seem to appreciate, that the orders of magnitude, there are two orders of magnitude more Windows users than there are Linux users. It's a significant chunk. And we've had this when talking to developers and asking them to bring their application to Linux, or bring their application to the Snap Store, for example. We've had po very popular Linux application developers that you have heard of say to us, do you know what? Linux is 1% of our user base. We know that, from whatever telemetry or information they have from their internal stuff, which they don't give us, but they do tell us. Linux is 1% of our user base. Therefore, you have 1% of my time. And trying to get someone to do anything significant with 1% of their time is really hard. You think about some of the things that come out of these companies. You have a 20% time or 10% time where they can spend half their Friday or something. You imagine that shrinking that down to 1%. Now, really awesome engineers can get a lot done in 1% of their time, but it's not just, one engineer. There's a whole lot of people who have to work on this. And you think of any company that makes a leading product, a leading software product, asking them to do something for 1% of their audience and spend a lot of their time working for 1% of their audience is difficult. And for some of these software companies that we speak to, it takes a long time to get from initial conversation to them actually doing something because you've got to jump through a lot of hoops. You've got to try and convince them that it's worth doing. And when you're a company like Facebook, a Facepunch, who have stats for how many people use their game on various platforms, so they know, what proportion of their user base are using Linux, and they have to think, I have to prioritize my time. I have to think about how much effort am I going to spend when the reward is 1% of my audience who will be massively ungrateful, basically, whatever I do, because you'll have seen the reaction when things change for Linux users. So I can see their perspective as well. So from our point of view, I do find it frustrating when there are people out there in the Linux community who get so antagonistic towards software developers because they're not willing to port their application or their game across to Linux because the audience is not big enough. But I just don't think they appreciate that, and they feel entitled that they should get a port. And you've written your game in Unity or you've written your game in this tool, and you just got to press a button and out pops a Linux build. And it's not as simple as that because obviously you've got to do QA, and so someone's got to boot a Linux machine up and do the same QA as they do on the Windows machine. And some would argue, well, give it to the community, let the community do that. You can't really do that because then you have a situation where it works for some people and doesn't work for others. So, for example, on my laptop, Rust doesn't work very well and I get terrible textures, whereas somebody else with a different GPU, the textures look fine. So it's a really fraught area, and I can totally see why Facepunch pulled out of making the Linux client. It must be very frustrating, and I'm sure they've got a lot of flack, but I think they've probably done the right thing. Frustrating though it is, as I'm someone who enjoys the product and has clocked up over 800 hours in that game. So I think it's a lesson, I think, for Linux users and Linux developers that sometimes it's not that straightforward to publish an application for Linux, and you do have a small market and you might not get the revenue you expected, which is sad, unfortunately, but it's a fact of life, and I think we need to appreciate that. So a bit of a Debbie Downer this one, wasn't it? Oh gosh. Anyway, thanks for listening. As always, you can find this and all the other episodes at t.me/telecastwithpopey. I did export all of the episodes out and I put them on my website. So if you want to point someone at an episode and they're not on Telegram, if you point them at popey.com/telecast, there's a directory listing with all the previous 10 episodes. And when I get 5 minutes, I'll dump out this episode and put it in there as well. That's been the easiest way I've found to share the audio files on something other than Telegram, just dumping them in a directory. You know what will happen next? I'll create an RSS file in there and it'll turn it into a proper podcast. No, stop it. Don't do that. All right. Take care. Have a good weekend, everyone. See you soon. Bye.